This is a podcast from the BBC.
This is Thursday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. What was I doing this morning with Anne-Marie? It's quite weird. Also, someone whose relatives really outstayed their welcome. And when me and Chris met Paul Rudd, includes the Do Bits game. This is BBC Radio 1, and there's about to be a pop emergency. Radio 1. Scott Mills here. Zayn Malik put on his socials the other day, Thursday, and that was it. So, we have just been delivered the new Zayn track with Timbaland. It's called Too Much. Zayn fans, listen up, because I'm going to play it for you first on Radio 1 after 21 Pilots. I love a surprise pop emergency.
This is Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, wow, all the Zayn fans are well excited. So, there was a little snippet of this track on Zayn's Instagram yesterday. Also, the post has, like, animated artwork of Zayn, pink hair, doing a moonwalk and a backflip, as you do. Do you want to hear it? It's produced by Timbaland. It's called Too Much. New Zayn on Radio 1. Felicity says, Zayn is back and it slaps. Alex says, I've been so excited for this, well worth the wait. Another Alex says, yes, Zayn, I love it. First time anyone's heard it. What are your thoughts? Zayn and Timbaland with Too Much on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
So I've had a normal morning. This morning at about 9:30, turned up to an actual karate studio and met Anne-Marie off of 2002 and Ciao Adios, because some of you may know this, she's actually very good at karate. She's a karate champion and did it at quite a high level before she became pop star Anne-Marie. So I get there, they give me this pristine white karate, what are they called, robe, uniform, suit. It was great because I felt like I was in a spa at first. And then it clearly became obvious that I was not. Then Anne-Marie walks in and we start doing karate together. Now, all will become clear why this has happened, but I just recorded a little bit on my phone.
What are we doing here today?
Well, we're teaching you some karate.
Why?
Did you ever think that was going to happen?
I woke up this morning, I was like, oh, today's karate with Anne-Marie day.
Yeah, it is. Well, I think you've done really well. Today we've taught you the nunchucks, which is a lot to learn in the first day, I'm not going to lie. Okay. So I'm very proud of you.
I never thought that would happen.
Well,
and now
I love
and now,
it.
But now you're brandishing a belt.
Yeah, now I've got a belt in my hand.
Okay.
Ready.
Right, we better stop recording and get to it then.
Right, so we did some nunchucks and then there was an incident involving a belt. Like I said, it all will become clear why this happened this morning. It's not like a new thing that me and Anne-Marie are going to do weekly. Like, we're not going to start, you know, going out to Zumba together or spin classes or legs, bumps and tums.
Scott Mills.
Hello to the lads who are all feeling a little bit down this week listening to all the talk of Radio 1 in Ibiza because, well, they messed it up and they went a weekend too early, so they were there last weekend. Who booked that? Someone must be at fault here. Someone must be to blame. Anyway, they were all there for James Parry Stag. What an amazing place, they say. What a bunch of boys. But we got the wrong weekend. Ah, well. You'll be able to hear it all on Radio 1. Does that make you feel any better? Also, loads of people listening to us, like, on holiday at the moment. I hope you're using the hotel's Wi-Fi. You know what it is, it's normally the owner's name and either 2018 or if they haven't changed it, 2017. Try going back to as far as like 2012 because sometimes they don't change it. Like Laura, who is listening in Ayia Napa, poolside right now. Let us know if you're somewhere that's not the UK, tweet me or 81199. I want to know where you're listening poolside today.
Scott Mills.
Earlier in the week, we were talking about friends or relatives that ask to stay at yours for a while. Often they'll say, oh, it's just for a couple of weeks while I find somewhere new to live. And then they quite like living there. Often they're not really paying much rent. So they stop trying to find a new place and can be with you, well, in my experience, up to a year.
This has happened to me, and it's really awkward to say, so, when are you moving out? I've got someone on the line who doesn't want to be identified, so I'm going to voice change them. I'm also going to change their name to Geraldine. Hello, Geraldine.
Hi.
Do you like your new voice?
Love it.
So this isn't representative of your real voice at all, is it?
Not at all, no.
Probably just as well because of the story you're about to tell me, which could be sensitive if they hear it.
Oh, dear.
So, who overstayed their welcome?
A relative of mine.
Relative, okay. We're not saying what relative, are we?
No.
Okay. Tell me what happened.
Right, well, I got a phone call and they said, are you in? I was like, yeah. So they came round and I noticed that they went to the boot of the car and brought some bags in. And I thought, all right. Didn't think anything of it. Just a bit weird, you know.
Yeah.
And came in, dumped the bags in. And they said, oh, can we just stay on your sofa for a few nights? I'm like, yeah, that's fine, you know.
But they hadn't asked you before. It was only until they turned up that you knew.
It was only when they turned up.
Maybe they should have checked before, no?
Personally, yeah.
Okay, so you're like, yeah, that's fine for a couple of nights. Then what happens?
Well, they stayed. They were eating all the food in the house. Not contributing to any bills. And, like, even a food shop would have been, you know, just say, I'll go and get a loaf of bread. But there was none of that.
Nothing, no?
Nothing.
So they said it was going to be a couple of nights. How long did they actually stay?
3 months.
And it was supposed to be 2 nights?
Yeah.
Right. So how did you deal with that situation? Because I just couldn't bring myself to say it to my friend. It's really awkward to bring up. Hi, do you mind leaving?
So my husband decided...
Can I just check? Are you in Coronation Street?
No.
Oh, okay, cool. Anyway, so your husband...
Yeah. Decided to get rid of the sofas and took them to the tip.
I mean, that is extreme.
Yeah. What was even worse was what he replaced it with. Garden furniture.
No real.
Yeah.
What, so to get rid of them... He took the sofa to the tip.
Yep.
And what have we got in there now? Like deck chairs?
I did have deck chairs.
You had deck chairs?
Yeah.
So what do they say when the deck chair suddenly turned up one day and the sofa had gone?
Oh, they come home from work one night and they walked in and saw the garden furniture and looked and was like, I can't get them out of stable.
What? What? I didn't even hear what you said to make yourself laugh so much.
I take it about staying my welcome.
And with that, were they off?
That was it.
Oh, wow. That's a great story.
You're welcome.
Okay, Geraldine, I understand why you wanted to be anonymous for that, but it's great to speak to you.
You're welcome.
Let's try your voice up high.
Right, okay.
It's so high I can't even hear you. Only dogs can hear that.
Good job I haven't got any then.
What?
Good job I haven't got any.
I have no idea. Love you, bye.
Right, thank you, bye-bye.
BBC Radio 1 Scott Mills.
Right, so this is really old and I've only just discovered it and it is amazing, but I know I will now get messages from you lot go, oh, Scott, how come you've not seen this before? It's really old. I know that, okay? But bear with. I had never seen it before. Basically, there was this guy in 2010 who managed to get himself booked on loads of morning TV shows in America, like local morning shows, local versions of like BBC Breakfast or Good Morning Britain. And he completely made them all believe that he was a yo-yo expert educating kids at school about the environment. Now, I don't know how that you would go about that with a yo-yo, but they all totally bought into it. So I'm saying he was on like 7 or 8 different TV breakfast shows in America. And this guy has since been in The Office, the American version of The Office, and he was in the Netflix series Better Call Saul. So he turns up at these TV breakfast shows And they talk to him. He calls himself Kay Strauss, but he's a fake completely. So here he is talking about on one of the shows how yo-yo is great for the environment. Here he is.
Now, how do you combine going green with the yo-yo?
Honestly, it's been kind of a struggle to get into some of the schools, mm-hmm. but it's a shame because they pay really well. But then when you get in, you need to, first thing you need to do is stop at the office, sign in, get a badge, mm-hmm. not like Gunsmoke badge.
Right, just your name.
Your name, and then the security guard will take you down to the auditorium, gymnasium, mm-hmm. basically a room.
Right, and then they're like, okay, right. Well, obviously you're a yo expert, so can you do a trick? So also he makes up a song at some point as well, like just off the top of his head, which I'll bring you in a minute. But every single TV show fell for it. So they do like a serious interview, and every time the news presenters ask him to do a trick with his yo-yo, and it always goes wrong. So he either like hits himself in the face with it, or lets go of the yo-yo, or he just falls over. In this one coming up, he just drops it.
Can you show us some of the cool tricks that you can do with it?
How about we show each other some tricks?
Oh,
so
gosh.
I'll go first.
I was going to say, you first.
Okay, this is the simple up and down. And when I'm with students, yeah. what I say is, you know, life has a lot of ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And
drops it.
And it certainly does.
See, these yo-yos are great for the environment, not so great for yo-yos. This keeps happening to me.
And the news presenters are like, okay, right, let's move on to the next item. Then, as I said, he just sometimes makes up a song for them.
Hey, they're up in the sky. It's the Kay Strauss, the yo-yo guy. And then I do the boo-da-da-ba-ba-ba-da-da-da-ski-da-dee-dee-da-ba-ba-doo-da-doo-doo-yo-yo-yo. You know, and I get them going. And I get them into it.
And then they're like, okay, and now the weather. Here's him describing on yet another TV show, his headpiece.
I usually have like a headpiece for this. No, for effect.
Okay.
Because I act like I'm in a Blue Angel.
Okay.
So I say, air traffic control, we are ready for takeoff. All right, 10-4, guys, let's roll.
Okay, so then he starts doing the trick, and he is now spinning two yo-yos around his head, and then you'll hear, like, a thump. That's him falling over.
All right, 10-4, guys, let's roll.
Spinning around.
So you get that one going. And we get going. Oops. What should I do? And let's bring it back home for a clean landing. 10-4.
On the floor.
What do I do?
You okay?
Yeah, I got very dizzy.
Okay.
Scott Mills. Ellie Osman on Twitter says, you're not the only one. I had actually never heard of that before, even though it's really old, but it's really funny. Please, can you play the Kay Strauss Yo-Yo Expert song again? Of course I can.
Hey, they're up in the sky. It's the Kay Strauss, the yo-yo guy. And then I do the boo-da-da-ba-ba-ba-da-da-da-ski-da-dee-dee-da-ba-ba-doo-da-doo-doo-yo-yo-yo. You know, and I get them going, and I get them into it.
I'm not gonna lie, maybe last night I spent at least 20 minutes watching a compilation of some of his best appearances.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Jason.
Yes,
23-year-old van driver from Cannock. That's like the bit between Birmingham and Stafford towards Stoke, right?
Correct.
I know it. I knows it. Okay, who do you normally go for on bangers? I'm just asking early doors because I need this to happen.
Yeah, I usually go for yourself.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why is that? Are you a secret pop queen or...?
Yeah, a bit of a diva.
Excellent, good. Well, this is good news for me. I don't know if you know, but Chris is on honeymoon at the moment. And I'm not going to lie, it's getting to me that he's not even here and he's actually winning.
Oh, we'll have to change that then.
Well, no, I can't. Obviously, this has to be impartial, but, you know, just do what you feel. This is my banger. Perfect Perfect from last summer. Calvin Harris, Pharrell, and Katy Perry with Feels. Do you like?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right, this is Chris's one. You can tell he's an Ibiza. Hello, what are you laughing at?
This is an Ibiza classic.
Right, okay, good. This is Stromae, Allure on Dance. Come on, help me out.
I'm sorry, mate, but I've got to go with Chris.
Oh, you are joking me.
Hello.
Hey, I'm Riyadh.
And I'm Alex.
We've got a brand new podcast for you.
And I'm not sure what we can actually say without getting fired.
Unexpected Fluids.
Well, what we can say is that it's quite literally the warts and all of what really happens between the sheets, in the shower, maybe in the shed.
Embarrassing stories of sex gone sideways. We're not here to judge.
It was like Niagara Falls.
Oh! I had to wipe my nose with a pair of his burgundy wipers.
One. It's available now from the BBC iPlayer radio app.
And from wherever you found this podcast.
Love a bit of angry French. Don't know what it means, but it sounds excellent, doesn't it? Allure on Dance, Stromae. That went well for me then, didn't it? I know why it is. It's because it's our Ibiza weekend and people are getting excited about it.
Scott Mills.
A couple of weeks ago, back when Chris Stark was still a single man, Paul Rudd came into the Radio 1 studios to talk about his new film, Ant-Man and the Wasp. And this is how it sounded. Paul Rudd, hello. What an absolute pleasure to have you here.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
At the actual BBC in London.
I know. I can't believe it.
New film, The Ant-Man and the Wasp, is out now. Was it a lot of fun to make?
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really fun. These are fun films to do. And they were doing Avengers simultaneously. So, I got to see all of the superheroes walking around in their suits, and it felt like I was at a Comic-Con.
It must be the best experience. And for yourself as well, for the scenes that you do, is it largely sort of CGI work, or is it that they have to build huge sets around you? I was kind of fascinated to learn about
that. Big and small, you can
both. I mean, there is obviously CGI, but there's still things that they do the old-fashioned way, where they'll build a practical, like a prop that's really big, and that's still the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
Like a giant paperclip or something like that. It is fun, and I like doing all of the, as much action as is required and that I'm able to do.
Mm.
One of the other benefits, though, is that because I shrink so small, there are scenes that I'm in, but I'm not really in them. They do it with CGI. So it's kind of an actor's dream in that they're in the scenes, I'm in the scene, but I don't even have to be there to film it. So it's pretty great.
It's great. Are you a figurine? I think you are, aren't you?
I'm a couple of figurines.
Yeah. And I think they do look quite like you.
There's a new one.
Yeah.
That somebody showed me recently that's smirking, which is a little strange because I see what they're going for.
Yeah.
And they all look, it's like, it looks a little bit like me, but it also doesn't look like me, which is unsettling when it's just off.
Yeah. But so then you don't get a say in it. You didn't get to approve the things.
I didn't really get a say, no, but.
That's weird, because it's you.
But right. But
you hear all the time, we've all heard of these accidents where people accidentally fall on things like these figurines and then end up in hospital.
Yeah.
Do you know if there's been any injuries on a Paul Rudd action figure as yet?
It's easy to do, and usually people will not admit so much to these kinds of injuries.
Yeah,
but of course it's bound to have happened.
It's definitely happened. Think about it. You've been you inside there.
All I would say is thank God it was me and not Thor.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. For them, particularly. Yeah. Yeah.
But don't you want to collect them all? Or do you not really collect merch from films that you've been in?
The coolest thing was the first time I saw myself as a Lego figure.
Oh, yes.
I had an Ant-Man Lego figure. And that was the one that really kind of got me very excited.
Did you make yourself?
I made myself.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. I mean, that is the dream.
I built myself from the ground up. Now, keep in mind, it was like three pieces. So it was pretty easy to do.
Okay.
But then the actual ant set took a little more skill.
Right.
You know, the giant ant.
But you managed it?
Well, with the help of instructions, and I brought in a couple of experts.
I've literally just got this vision of you now, like just sat there looking a bit confused in your living room at home going, I don't know, where does this go?
I'd spent a lot of time with Legos, probably more than I should.
Paul Rudd is with us on Radio 1. Wait right there. Thank you.
All right, I will.
Scott Mills.
So me and Chris met Paul Rudd here at Radio 1 a couple of weeks ago. And we told him that this summer the UK has been obsessed with a TV show called Love Island.
I've heard of this.
Right, everyone says that.
Have you really heard of Love Island?
There's an actress in the film, Hannah John Common.
Yeah.
She was talking about Love Island.
To you?
Yeah, she's an avid viewer.
So the show is popular. Lots of really attractive people just kind of getting off with each other. But yeah, when a couple have kissed or done more than that on the show, which does happen, they call it doing bits. So it's like, oh yeah, so-and-so did bits with this person last night. Are you with me?
I'm with you. You know, in comedy circles back home, we say, oh, you guys are, oh, I get it, you guys are doing a bit. Means something very different.
Yeah, it's different.
Okay,
yeah.
Got you. Well, listen, we've had this game on our show based on the doing bits thing. We've been out onto the streets of the UK. We've never done this with a famous person.
This is good.
So just from their voice and the description of them, we'll get a kind of idea in our head of who they are and what they do, maybe. And then they will be asked, did you do bits last night? Just from the description and their voice, we have to work out between us whether they did or not.
Okay.
It's coming down to being like a good judge of character in this one, purely by someone's voice.
All right.
You in?
Yeah, I think I'll figure this out as we go along.
Yeah, I think it's best, like with all our games. Okay, let's meet this person.
Hello, what's your name?
Jordan.
And how old are you, Jordan?
25.
What would you say your ideal Friday night out is? Where would you go? What would you do?
Ideal Friday night, start at a pub, end at a club. And then a little cheeky, you know what I mean?
Did you do bits last night?
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Right.
He's got yes written all over him, hasn't he?
Who calls it a bit of cheeky?
Well, what is cheeky?
Well, anyone that says he does a bit of cheeky, he's going to tell you yes, he did bits, even if he didn't do any bits.
True that.
So are we saying bits?
I say yeah.
Bits. Did you do bits last night?
No.
Oh. Did someone go liar in the background?
You know what? I feel like I judged Jordan a little too quickly. And I don't feel good about myself. And I feel as if I owe him an apology.
Yeah, he'll probably say that. Okay, yeah. Next person.
Hello, what's your name?
Siona.
And how old are you, Siona?
25.
What would be like your go-to meal for a date?
Oh my God, spag bol.
Would you go on a date with Paul Rudd?
No.
No?
No.
And here's the killer question. Did you do bits last night?
I don't know why the would you go on a date with Paul Rudd thing is in there.
But she answered that with such clarity and speed.
No.
It was very dismissive, it felt.
Can we hear that again, please?
Hello, what's your name?
Siona.
And how old are you, Siona?
25.
What would be like your go-to meal for a date?
Oh my God, spag bol.
Would you go on a date with Paul Rudd?
No.
I mean, it was really quick.
Yeah. No, she knew... Also, right away. Well, you know what? I don't want to go on a date with Siona.
No. Yeah. Have that, Siona.
Yeah.
She sounds too busy for bits for me.
She does. Also, her go-to meal for a date is spag bol.
Spag bol.
Do you know that?
No, I don't know what spag bol is.
It's spaghetti bolognese. Italian dish.
Oh, and it's like a hybrid, like...
Often.
Like J-Lo.
VSA.
Yeah, you know, Sway or Brando.
Jennifer Lopez, yeah. J-Lo.
Right.
Spaghetti bolognese, spag bol. Right?
Maybe she'd go on a date with J-Lo to get spag bol. I say, yeah, she did bits.
Right.
He's getting it. Bits. Go on, Paul.
Come on.
And here's the killer question. Did you do bits last night?
No.
No.
Unfortunately.
No bits. Definitely wanted to.
No bits.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Claire, who says she loves Paul Rudd's voice so much. I know, it's kind of soothing. Dan says, why didn't you get him to say, I slap at a bass from the film I Love You, Man? Oh, that's such a good film. Like, that's one of those kind of, like, just switch-off films. A bit like 40-Year-Old Virgin, another one of Paul Rudd's films. I love all of those. Yeah, but I'd like, because we recorded this a couple of weeks ago, but we definitely should have got him to say, slap at a bass. So we made Paul Rudd play our game where we have to guess whether someone has done bits just from their voice and their description. So let's see what you thought about this next person.
Hello, what's your name?
Alice.
And Alice, how old are you?
24.
And on a date night, what would be your go-to record to seduce someone?
Oh, Wild Thoughts, Rihanna.
And here's the killer question.
Okay.
Did you do bits last night?
See, if she's choosing DJ Khaled and Rihanna Wild Thoughts, I'm saying bits.
I am too.
Yeah, Chris?
Big fan of the song, Paul, are you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very favorite. Much so.
Out of all of DJ Khaled's work, I know it's your favorite.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, it's tough to choose. Mm. It's tough to choose just one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And here's the killer question.
Okay.
Did you do bits last night?
I didn't do no bits last night. Yeah. Sorry.
Why is no one doing any bits?
I don't know. You're picking some people that are.
Yeah.
There was something about her voice. It made me think that she had recently done some bits.
Yeah. Okay.
Could you sort of hear it in there?
Yeah.
Yes.
We got one more.
Hello. What's your name?
Piers.
And what do you do for a living, Piers?
I'm a project manager.
And if someone you were dating brought out a perfume that was called Sex Panther, would it put you off or turn you on?
It would turn me on.
And here's the killer question. Did you do bits last night?
Okay.
I figure just by odds, I got to go yes.
Yeah. I agree with that.
And if he likes Sex Panther, we know he can tolerate a lot.
Right, exactly. Paul, you didn't do bits last night, did you? You were busy in Paris, right?
I did. I was busy in Paris.
Oh,
not doing bits.
Oh, okay. What were you saying about Piers?
Even the name Piers, he's done bits.
Right.
Must have.
Yeah.
Because he's called Piers.
As Paul said, he's the last one in the list of no's, so surely he must
right,
be.
Actually,
I'm just going with the odds.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Did you do bits last night?
I did do bits last
what
night.
What are the chances? What are the chances of that?
Is,
like, you know how this radio thing works.
Yeah.
It's really clever.
I really hope you end up using the bits thing in conversation at some point.
Yeah, take it with you, you know.
And maybe you'll hate yourself for it.
Yeah.
Well, it's an interesting thing because everyone where I'm from says, oh, yeah, we're doing bits. But like
it's
I said, they're usually comedy bits. It's a running a joke. It's a different thing. Has a different meaning.
Paul, thank you so much. Go and see this movie. Go and see this movie. The Ant-Man and the Wasp. And thanks so much for taking time out for us today.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. I wasn't sure what it was going to be like, but he was awesome. What a good bloke. Ollie in Newtown, Mid Wales says, Paul Rudd would be the best actor to have a pint with. I agree. What a good bloke.
Scott Mills, Radio 1.
It's been a busy week on the show. We spoke to Liz, who was disappointed that all of her favourite Radio 1 DJs were taken. So I tried to find her some alternatives from elsewhere in the Radio 1 schedule. What are your thoughts on Kel Spellman?
Yeah, he's all right.
Okay.
I think maybe in a few years.
Got you,
okay. Yeah, because at the moment he's just on the weekend. Maybe you'd want more like 5 days a week or four.
Right, you're after like a peak daytime one, are you?
Yeah, well, obviously, yeah, but yeah.
Scott Mills.
Also, ahead of Radio 1 in Ibiza, Molly King played the Pete Tong game. Can she tell if these are real DJs that Pete Tong would actually play on his show? Or did we make them up?
And I'll reveal this week's essential new tune after this, which I've got to tell you is accompanied by an ingenious video as well, so check that out when you have time. Ross from Friends. It's called The Pale Blue Dot.
Right, that is 100% not true.
Ross from Friends, real DJ or not?
I hope it's not. I kind of hope it is. No, it's fake.
100% real. There is a Ross from Friends.
Really?
You'll probably meet him at the weekend. And then today we played the Do Bits game with Paul Rudd, who we did end up offending by accident.
Would you go on a date with Paul Rudd?
No.
I mean, it was really quick.
Yeah. No, she knew right away. Well, you know what? I don't want to go on a date with Siona.
Sorry, Paul.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
I'm back tomorrow for the official chart from 4 on BBC Radio 1. Me and Chris back Monday from 1. Scott Mills. Radio 1.